Secrets can lead to misunderstanding. Misunderstanding can cause fear. Everyone knows what fear can do. We are here to learn and shine the bright light of truth on these stories. You will know why Show Me Scares.
Hey guys.
Hello there.
I'm Shayla.
And I'm Terry.
Welcome to Show Me Scares.
Yes, we're back. Back again.
No.
Oh, come on.
Retake.
Hey,
I'm kidding. Oh yeah, we went to Branson.
We did,
and had a very good time recently. And so that got me thinking, as much crap that goes on in Branson, there's got to be some haunted stories, right?
Sure enough.
Well, I mean, like places like Disney World and stuff like that are notoriously haunted. So I would think, and Yellowstone, that's one of the big haunted places.
Hey, we should go there.
We should, because of how many people are there constantly, you know. A lot of people die in those places because there's a lot of people visiting. That's terrible. Anyway.
Wow, that's deep.
Oh, God. Anyway, what I'm saying is these tourist destinations have kind of this knack about them that they end up being haunted. It could be the history, though, too.
There you go. Jeez.
Which is a lot of what we'll probably talk about, because I gotta say, I have dug, and then I digged a little, and I have not been able to find a ton.
Well, you had a good idea, didn't you?
I know. It stinks. And I've got so many stories like in my back pocket because I want to go visit them first, that I'm just like, I don't want to go on that one yet. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to tell it yet because I want to experience it first. But I think we're probably going to have to because it's
stupid COVID.
Traveling to these places is just not easy right now for anyone. So anyway, Branson. Let's talk about Branson.
Let's talk about it.
Did you go to Branson as a kid?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I went to Silver Dollar City a couple times.
Yeah, I think we went to Silver Dollar City with, like, school trips and stuff like that, but we also went, we took our one family vacation that I remember as a kid was to Branson.
One?
Yeah. Other than that, we just pretty much went camping. That was pretty much our vacation somewhere. So,
you
we didn't
it.
Care, but anyway. Branson, Missouri. In 1882, a man named Reuben Branson built a store and post office in the Ozark Mountains of Southwest Missouri.
It's crazy how that just started like that.
I know.
Now look at it.
The city became incorporated in 1912. I just found an interesting little synchronicity right there. And it was given the name Branson for its founder.
No way.
Yeah.
Where'd they come up with that name?
They thought Reuben might be weird. I guess. Yeah. So, tourism is what this city is all about. And it goes way back in Branson. In 1894, William Henry Lynch bought a cavern named Marble Cave. He renamed it Marvel Cave. That's with a V instead of a B. And I thought it might sound like I just said the same thing twice. And he began charging for tours of the cavern.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm. In 1907, Harold Bell Wright's book, Shepherd of the Hills, brought flocks of people in. They wanted to visit this strange place and all of the interesting people that they had read about in the book. And the 1950s actually were especially exciting for Branson, especially in tourism. During this time, the Hershend family leased Marvel Cave, and they began holding square dances in the cavern.
Well, that's neat.
Yeah. Nobody had ever done that before. And they were like, hey, this could be cool. They put electricity in there. They put these staircases in there to get into the cave. Big deal. And it was a hit. People loved it. Square dancing in a cavern. I mean, who wouldn't? I love it.
Would you go?
Yeah. If there's a bar, yeah.
Oh, my God.
In
That's 19- the only way I can square dance.
For sure. In 1959, Table Rock Dam was completed and the first music show on the strip began, the Bald Knobbers Jamboree.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's still going strong, I think, isn't it? Yes. I haven't heard that they went down, so I'm thinking it's good.
I still see them advertised, I do believe.
In 1960, Silver Dollar City opened, the Hirshend family again, and Marvel Cave is in Silver Dollar City. In that time, Silver Dollar City was a replicated frontier town where actors in costume acted out the Hatfields and McCoy story.
That's cool, too.
Yeah. I mean, and then if you go to Silver Dollar City now, it's still kind of like that, I guess. Right? I mean, they
put on shows and dress up and stuff.
And they're still, everybody's still in costume and they're showing like the old way to do things and...
I love that part of it. I don't go for the rides. I go for the history, that part.
Yeah, it's really neat. I can't imagine working in the summer in those costumes.
No way.
But, yeah. I think it would be fun either way. I wish I would have done that as a kid. Or a young adult, I guess. Not a kid. Also, in 1960, Shepherd of the Hills began their outdoor drama depicting the book. This brought tourism to a whole new level. One that Branson has maintained throughout the years. It is known as the live entertainment capital of the United States and consistently hosts 9 million visitors each year.
Whoa, I didn't think it was that big.
I know. I mean, well, I guess if you go down.
I mean, I didn't know that many people like come here.
Yeah. But I think it's a little funny, live entertainment capital of the United States. I would think that would be Vegas. Maybe it's just a different kind, right?
Yeah, Vegas is more for like couples, maybe. It's not really kid friendly.
It's definitely not kid friendly.
So Branson is like all about kid friendly. And
there's a lot more churchy kind of stuff going on in Branson. Much more faith-based kind of activities than, you know, strippers and gambling in Vegas. Yeah, you know. So I talked about Shepherd of the Hills, and so I wanted to just mention this is a live action play of the book by Harold Bell Wright. It is a popular tourist destination, and it has its very own little ghost story. And I mean very little. I don't know if you can even call it a story. It's so little, but
there what is do you a call claim. It,
that's what I'm saying. It's a claim. One claim. But it's been reported throughout the years over and over and over again that there is the sighting of a Confederate soldier riding away from the actors on horseback.
Neat.
I'm guessing during the play, but that's interesting.
It is.
I don't know how many people have seen this at once, like at the same time.
You know? Just that lonely soldier, that's all they've
He's
only
like,
claimed.
This play is so bad, I've got to get out of here. I've never seen it, I can't really say that. But, you know, apparently he does not like it, whatever that's about. Or, you know, it's probably actually just something residual and he's in trouble and he's getting the hell out. Mm-hmm. So another one that I wanted to talk about was the Warman House.
I've not heard of this one.
Okay, the Warman House was built in the 1920s as a summer retreat for Frisco Railroad exec Harry Warman. He and his friend Julian Simmons had chosen the area for its natural beauty and privacy. Simmons had a house built adjacent to Warman, and the two men spent a lot of their time in their vacation homes.
That's pretty cool.
It is cool. Simmons was an entrepreneur of some sort, too. So, very wealthy and needed another vacation home.
I feel like Branson is the place for wealth.
Yes.
Back in the day, for sure.
Warman married a woman roughly half his age named Dorothy. Some reports I found say that she was actually the secretary of Simmons. I'm not sure. I don't know if that's the truth, you know. So that's why I said some reports, because I only saw that a couple times and not in every story. Maybe others were like, that doesn't matter. Either way, the story goes that Dorothy was quite a free spirit.
Oh.
Yeah. She even went so far as to show up at the local post office in her swimsuit. Of course, in that time, something like that was highly inappropriate.
Truth.
And people didn't care for her too much. They thought, she's a little wild.
Nothing like going to Walmart today, huh?
Well, also, though, it's rumored that she started an affair with one of the staff members.
Mm.
She divorced Harry Warman and ran away with her lover to Mexico.
Gosh.
Shortly after that, she was dead.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. The circumstances surrounding her death were suspicious, but as far as I know, there were no charges filed. And the interesting thing about this is, Warman actually had her body cremated and brought back to Missouri.
That's awkward.
Yes. So, I say he had her body cremated. Some reports say her body was brought back for burial. Others say she was cremated and then brought back. And her ashes spread over the ground surrounding the Warman home. Which of those is true, I do not know. I couldn't find her grave, so I can't say.
Gotcha.
For sure. But I did find the newspaper articles of the time, and I can confirm that story is true.
Wow.
She did run away to Mexico.
And with a lover.
She did die suspiciously in Mexico.
And then he brings her back.
And then she came back. I mean, you know. She didn't come back. She was brought back. She didn't have the ability to come back.
We get it.
Okay, anyway. Many people believe Dorothy's spirit also came back to the Warman home, which today is part of Big Cedar Resort.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so it's a restaurant now.
Hmm.
And the Simmons home, I believe, is also a restaurant, if I'm not completely crazy.
Well.
Mistaken, I guess. I should say instead of crazy. The information that I found was right, then it is. And someday we're going to have to go to Big Cedar Resort.
Why haven't we gone there?
It's right here and we've never went, and that's stupid. So one of these days we'll make our way up there.
My brother practically lives there.
I know. Dorothy is typically seen as a young woman with brown hair wearing a white dress. Some people have claimed she is sad, while others say she is playful. Some even claim that she's somewhat of a trickster. So I didn't find anything backing up the trickster part, so I'm not sure what they mean by that. Some people call tricksters, you know, somebody who moves items or takes them and they appear in mm-hmm. other spots or at different times, you know. Or maybe she pinches people on the butt. I don't know.
You never know.
Tricksters. You never know what they're going to do. One claim I found was of a couple that was floating. And this one's a crazy claim. But it was on the internet, and you cannot put anything false on the internet. Oh, so
for sure,
it has to be true. So these people claimed that they were floating the Lazy River when a young woman suddenly appeared on a floaty near them and asked them how long they had been married. They answered her, and then they said, "Are you married?" And she said, "I used to be. That was a long time ago, but that was a long time ago." This kind of struck him odd because she's a very young woman. So for her to have been married a very long time ago.
Are we talking teenage years?
Yeah. Yeah. So they were probably like, oh, kids. Whatever. Later, they saw the same woman lying on a lounger by the pool, and she was just kind of staring off into the woods. She didn't pay them any mind. And they were like, oh, okay, whatever. I thought we were friends, but...
Now she's ignoring me.
When they went to dinner that night, they recognized the woman in a photo on the wall. The photo was Dorothy Warman. Both of them swore this was the same woman that they saw, and they even spoke to this woman. So they were clear. I mean, they knew this was the woman. Totally Weird. Freaked them out.
She was hanging out at the pool.
Yeah. It's cool. Most people claim that she also shows up in your pictures in the background as a shadow.
That would be cool.
Yeah. Yeah. It would be. Yo, Dorothy, let's do a selfie. She's like, what's that?
You're such a goober.
Anyway, I got that story from an old friend of mine, and he used to work at Big Cedar. And so he said he never really had any experiences himself, but he heard a lot. And I couldn't get much more than that out of him because he said, I don't want to give any kind of false stories.
He doesn't want to scare people away. That's what it is.
Well, I don't know about that, but I know that he was not going to give any kind of stories that he couldn't.
False news?
Yeah. He couldn't do that. So anyway. yeah. And I couldn't get any more stories than that. So, but it's still really cool. Like, I want to go there and eat now.
I want to check it out. I hear it's pretty neat.
Mm-hmm. The next location that we have, it's really sad, and I can't, I mean, I can definitely verify the story, but as far as the claims of paranormal activity, there's not a lot, but it was enough that I don't know if they go together. Hang on, we'll just see. Let's see. In 1999, on Dewey Bald Mountain, a plane crashed, killing 6 passengers on board. So this was a plane from College of the Ozarks, I believe. And they were coming back from St. Louis. And it killed all the passengers on board, 6 people. And whether this is related or not, people say it is, but you know how that goes. There are claims of ghostly hitchhikers along that stretch of 76. I found different claims of drivers seeing people walking along the road and then they were gone suddenly. And then others even claim that people have flagged them down. Someone has flagged them down asking for a ride to the airport, which may be how they made that connection. And I'm not sure how that ended, because that was the end of the story that I read.
They didn't give them a ride.
Somebody flagged me down and asked me for a ride to the airport. Okay, then what happened? Like, you left me hanging, so I can only finish the story for you. I'm guessing maybe they disappeared. I don't know why they would have thought they were a ghost because of that. Like, maybe it's just a person needing to go to the airport.
You never know.
I don't know. So that was an interesting story that kind of sucked because it didn't end. And you know how I am with loose ends. Can't stand them. So there's that story. And like I said, that's really super sad. And it was only in 99 that plane crash happened. So, yeah, not that long ago.
Not that long ago? You know how old we are?
Still.
20 Don't put years your hand ago. Up at me.
21 years ago. Ugh. In December.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. So. Now we're going to talk about one of the bigger ones. So we can get into this one maybe a little bit more. The Titanic Museum.
Now, didn't Ghost Adventures do a show?
They did. That's actually part of my story. Well, you know, not really. I don't tell their story because it's on TV. You can go watch that. But the weird synchronicity that I found was Branson became incorporated in 1912. What else happened in 1912?
Oh, my God. I didn't know that.
When I was just going through, you know, giving the history, I was like, whoa.
Unbelievable.
So, that's just something to me. Okay, if you reach, it's something.
Why is it something, though?
Because I say so. That's
all right.
Because I'm the one with the mic in front of me, and I said so.
Tell us about the Titanic.
The Titanic Museum opened in 2006 on the Strip in Branson. It is the largest museum in Branson. From the outside, it looks just like the iconic ship. And it does. It's ginormous.
Like, whoa. You see that a mile away?
Yeah. I remember when it was built. And the first trip into Branson afterward was like, oh my gosh. I didn't think they were going to, like, build the ship. Like, I thought it was going to be a little building you went in and looked stuff. It's so much more than that. There are over 400 artifacts from passengers on the ship.
So legit, the stuff from the ship.
Yes.
Not just articles and stuff like that.
No, this is artifacts.
Oh my.
Of these, there is a wedding ring and a life preserver that was taken off bodies pulled from the ocean. Yes. Super sad. There's another one there that's a Bible from a reverend that he knew he was going to die. They were taking women and children on life boats, and he gave this to his, I want to say, sister-in-law to give to his wife, this Bible, because he knew he wasn't going to make it, and thinking, you know, maybe this faith, you know, this object of faith would maybe help in some way for her.
Oh, Rip my heart out.
I know. It's terrible, but...
So that Bible's there?
Yes.
Wow.
There's a lot of stuff there. Over 400 artifacts. That's
a lot. Why haven't we been there?
We're dumb. No, I've talked to so many people who've been, and they're like, you've got to go. You know, and it's been open for, 14 years. Haven't been...
And we just was in Branson.
I know.
Stupid.
What did we do in Branson? Oh, we went to Joe's Crab Shack for your birthday.
The end. Yeah, that's it. Moving on.
Dull. You know, COVID. We can't go too many places because we could be exposed. So that's what we're going with. We should go, though. Visiting the Titanic Museum, it's not like any other historic museum that I know of. I mean, obviously, I haven't been to all of them, but...
You haven't been to Titanic.
That's true. That's true. We're going to have to someday do a show like, hey, guys, we've now been to these places. Let me tell you what they're like. It's great.
Anyway, sorry.
Stupid. When you board, you are given a passenger name from the actual manifest of the Titanic, right?
Well, that's interesting.
Yes. As you go through, many of the rooms are actually built to scale. So you can be in one of the little third class cramped quarters of the people who were, you know, lower class. And you can also go into the quarters of a first class passenger and see the difference. And
that's insane.
Yeah. But also the cool part is the grand staircase. Everybody knows what this grand staircase looks like. Hello, we've seen the movie. It is actually constructed using the original paper blueprints.
Shut up.
Isn't that cool?
That is cool. Calm down.
Oh, and then my dumbass. So I was I was doing this and I read that and I was like, paper? Wouldn't they have just like been ruined when the ship went down?
Seriously.
Why would the blueprints be on? Yeah.
You're such...
I know.
Stop putting your hand up at me.
I'm just saying, you don't have to say it.
When you do the dumb things, it's good for me, okay?
So there's also decks that are sloped at different angles to show you like the changes that the ship, the angle of the deck whenever it was sinking and broke apart and all that. So you can like try to walk on it, try to hold on and see how hard it is at 45 degrees or what have you. To actually stay standing and not fall down.
That's really cool. Like, I'm calling in to work next weekend and we need to go. This is cool. I didn't know all this.
I know. I didn't know that part. That was the only part nobody's ever told me about. I've heard everything about everything else, but I hadn't heard that. There is also a real iceberg. And...
Real iceberg?
Huh? Like, you can touch a real iceberg. I mean, I don't know how they did that, but... It's there.
Okay.
It says so on the website. I just mean that's it. They say you can touch a real iceberg.
Real ice?
Yes.
Does they keep frozen?
Yes. Why are you fighting me so hard on
this? It's just a question.
There's also like a little tub of 28 degree water. So you can put your hand in it and see just how cold the water was that night that all those people went in. Ooh. Yeah.
No, thank you. Jack, I won't let go.
Stop this.
Sorry.
One of the more interesting aspects of the museum, and probably the saddest, is when you near the end of the tour, you reach the memorial room.
Oh.
This is where you check your ticket to find out if your passenger survived or if you're going to find their name on the wall of 1,496 names.
Ugh, that is so many people.
Yes. So you can imagine with all of these artifacts that are from this Titanic.
There has got to be some ghost there.
You would think. I mean, haunted objects is a thing, right? That's a big deal in the paranormal world. And if you want to say that it gets imprinted on them from times of distress or panic, this could not have been a better example of that kind of despair. So I'm not surprised that there would be some kind of claims. And the claims actually started pretty quickly after the museum opened.
I've been having them all together, yeah. all the artifacts.
Yeah. Yeah. It recently got more attention when Ghost Adventures,
of course,
investigated the museum. They chased around what they claimed was the spirit of a young girl, as well as a ton of other children. Their whole idea and whole thing they went off of the whole time was that there were children running around everywhere in there.
Well, that makes sense, though.
Yeah. So one of the claims is of a man, an apparition, spotted on the staircase. And there's actually a tour guide there who claims it is John Jacob Astor, who was the richest man on ship. And he did not survive. And
how did the richest man not survive?
I know. Women and children.
Yeah, but
I don't know. I wasn't there.
Sorry. You think somebody, the most wealthiest person, they would want to protect.
Oh, yeah. So. Apparently not. His wife, who found out she was pregnant, did survive. So, that's good. They actually have recreated the room that he stayed in on the ship. So, maybe that's something that keeps him hanging around. I wouldn't know how he would find his way from the ocean all the way to Branson, Missouri, just because there's a room that looks like what he stayed
maybe
in.
Something's in it.
That's what I was going to say. Maybe there is some kind of artifact there that is tied to him. So...
We'll have to go and check it out.
I didn't see that, so I don't know. There are a lot of claims of people feeling despair, and some people even just crying hysterically, completely uncontrollable. They just lose it. And I don't know. I mean, I would think being in that space, hearing the stories... I mean, that's got to get to you. I'll probably cry half the time we're there.
Oh, wonderful.
Because that's just me. But, I mean, I can understand that feeling regardless, because we all know the story and we know what happened, and it's heartbreaking. So, the musician's room. In this room, there has been a child apparition spotted and claims of cold spots. There are more claims of wet footprints, which would freak me out.
That would be weird.
Yeah. And feelings of dread. People have also gotten strange photos all over the ship.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. The Captain's Bridge is another spot that was really interesting, because the people who clean up at night, they would clean, like, so they go up, they clean the glass, there's like windows all along it, right? They clean the glass, they go around to the other side to clean the other side of the windows, and there's little handprints that are on the other side that they have just cleaned.
Aww.
And yeah, and there's a ton more claims about handprints all over glass or fingerprints all throughout the ship,
because kids love little handprints, even their handprints.
So most of these come from staff who claim that when they come in the morning, so after the ship has been wiped spotless the night before, they come in the next morning and there's fingerprints all over everything. So that's an interesting claim.
That's cute, though. Mm-hmm.
I would like to see it.
Show me.
There it is. And that's, like I said, that's on glass. There's a ton of glass cases and stuff, of course, and that's throughout museum. That's a big claim. So that's the Titanic Museum in Branson.
I want to go.
Me too. There is another Titanic Museum like this one in Pigeon Forge.
Does it have the real stuff there too?
I think so, like, yeah.
Some
I
other
think,
particles?
Yeah.
Particles.
Particles.
Some other artifacts.
They don't have particles. I mean, they might have particles.
You never know. Come on. With it.
Oh god. So the next one, the Branson Scenic Railway, which again is something we have to do. And I didn't know about this before I started researching more in Branson. I think I've probably heard of it, but I didn't realize how cool it was.
I've heard of it, but I didn't know it was anything for us, like, paranormal wise.
It is.
No way.
The Branson Scenic Railway is a staple excursion in Branson, actually. The Ozark Zephyr is made up of rail cars ranging from the 1930s to the 1960s, all of which have been completely restored to original. That's cool.
That is cool.
So, the excursion is 40 miles round trip and takes around 2 hours to complete. It's a little short, shorter than 2 hours.
Have you ever been on a train?
No.
So that would be really cool.
It would be really cool. I've always wanted to. There are two routes, a northern route and a southern route. One takes you through the Missouri Hills, around by the river, all that. The other actually dips down into Arkansas.
I bet you that's so pretty.
Yeah, I'm sure it's gorgeous. Each trip has a guide on board that is there to point out wildlife and historic sites. They also share historic stories, and they are full of knowledge of the area.
Oh, I want to go. I know. Let's go in October when all the leaves has changed.
That would be nice. The ride will even take you through many ghost towns.
There it is.
Aww. How cool. But I would be like, can we stop here?
Pull the chain. Oh, wait. Does that work?
Yeah. I would be upset that we couldn't stop and explore. But
it'd be cool to see.
I would be like, where's the road? Because I need to know how to get back here. Now, for the ghosts. Actually, ghost, I think. I think there's only one here, but it's kind of an interesting story. The most common story at this location is the one of outlaw James Flegel in the 1930s. James was part of a gang of outlaws, and he was wanted for murder. He had left behind a bloody fingerprint on the window of the victim's car. The rest of his gang had been caught and hanged in Colorado State Penitentiary.
Wow.
But Jake had managed to elude the authorities. The authorities.
Talk about
the
me.
Authorities. God. Then the FBI got word that Jake was spotted in Branson, Missouri.
How did he end up here? Or there?
Well, he was like, nobody's going to find me here.
Branson, where?
Yeah. During a shootout with authorities at the Branson Railway Depot, Jake was mortally shot and died before arriving at the hospital in Springfield. Some people claim at night you can see the scene of Flegel's death.
Wow.
That's a crazy claim. I want to see that.
Of course you do.
I mean, I would be like, oh, God, I didn't want to see that afterward. But, you know, right now I want to see that because I don't believe it. That's not nice for me to say that I don't believe people. I believe you believe what you saw, but I need to see it, man. That's all there is to it. Many people have claimed to see a lone passenger on the train while no one is on board. And after checking, they don't find anybody. The specter appears as no more than the shadow of a man standing peering out of the window of a rail car.
Aww.
I wonder if anybody tried waving, because that might help.
God. Hi.
I'm friendly. You can talk to me. I won't shoot. Ugh, that's not nice.
Stupid.
I know. So that is that.
That's it?
That's...
Why you look at me like that?
Because that's... Yeah, that's like 5 or 6 places. And Silver Dollar City has some claims.
Why would they have claims there?
There's been people killed in Silver Dollar City.
Don't tell me that. Shh. Don't tell. Don't let. Shh.
Guess what ride?
No. Don't tell people.
Everybody knows this. I can't believe you don't know it. Only the creepiest ride in Silver Dollar City. Fire in the Hole.
Shut up.
No.
That's not the creepiest ride, is it?
I think it's creepy. It's dark and you go slow through it and there's
How
all
you
these.
How do you get killed in it?
Well, from what I understand, if I remember this correctly, I'm going completely off of memory. So, you know, please, if I get this wrong, people have mercy. From what I understand, there was a man riding the ride and somehow the ride malfunctioned and the track was switched to a maintenance track. And I think this was in the 60s. and or maybe 80. See,
that's a big difference.
That's a 20-year difference. Anyway, so he was taken down this maintenance track that was not meant for people to be sitting in, and it was too low for his body to clear.
I get that.
Yes, so it's terrible. There's been a lot of people who have claimed that they will be riding through and they're riding by themselves, and then suddenly there's someone sitting next to them, and then by the time they get to the end of the ride, the person's gone. Ugh. Like picking up extra passengers on the way. A lot of people have claimed, I mean, like I said, this, you've been on the ride, it's dark, there's a lot of like animatronic stuff going on, but there's been a lot of people who've claimed to see apparitions in there and stuff like that too. But I think that would come with the territory. If you've ever been on this ride, you would know. You might think you're seeing something. I'm not saying that people aren't seeing something, but yeah, I could see that. Yeah. So anyway, that's fire in the hole.
That's crazy. I never heard that story.
Yeah. I know that it was 1980. I know that was. Because I was like, ooh, that's not that long ago.
It's not.
So that's super sad. To be just out to have fun and then suddenly...
Killed tragically
in some freak accident. Yeah. But anyway, that is our stories.
Huh? Now I want to go back to Branson. Why didn't we do this stuff when we were there?
But we were on a hurry.
On a hurry.
I just can't talk today.
We're an awesome podcaster tonight.
This is the shittiest episode. Seriously, though, we were in a hurry. We weren't there to like spend the day. We just went to have dinner and
celebrate a little bit before I went back to work for my 80th shift in the day.
So,
very cool.
We have iTunes reviews. I'm sorry. We have Apple Podcast reviews. I keep calling them iTunes reviews because podcasts used to be on iTunes. And so, Apple Podcast reviews. Which, by the way, we've had a lot of people messaging us and emailing us asking us, hey, how can we help the show? What can we do? That's the biggest thing you can do.
Leave a review.
Leave a review on Apple Podcasts or whatever podcast platform you listen on, to be honest. But Apple Podcasts is our biggest. And so if you leave a review there, it helps get us up the charts. So more people will see our podcast to listen to us. So that will help tremendously. And we appreciate all of you that have done that, including these two.
Val S13.
Thanks, Val.
Love it. And Chris Conaway.
Yes, from KC.
Kansas City.
Yeah. So, yeah. I said thank you from the KC area.
I love it.
Yeah. They were very good reviews, and we appreciate those for sure.
So much.
So, if you send us an email, tell us your address and also what design you like the best,
and we'll give you a sticker.
Yes. So that's awesome. Just for saying such nice things.
I think, and I know which design they'll pick.
Yeah, everybody loves the bird design.
It's pretty cool.
I love it.
Of course, that's what we got for on our merch.
That's so. The one we chose to have our merch printed with. Which, by the way, I do want to say thank you guys for buying merch, because that's kind of took off.
That's a big deal.
It is a big deal. That's so
huge. Thank you so, so much. For
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. It's fun.
I want to see pictures of people.
That was what I was going to say. If you bought something, send us a picture of you wearing it, of you sticking it on something.
Yeah, we'll put it on our site.
Yeah, that'll be fun. I love it.
That's awesome. Oh, hi, Bo.
So we will have murder next week.
Are we doing something on the board yet?
I think I might be doing something on the board.
It's a miracle.
I know.
I like to tackle that board and erase some off of there and then add more.
Yeah. That was the idea in the first place.
You totally didn't go with the plan.
I'm an idiot. Oh my God. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Listens are going up too, by the way. So if you're telling people you know, if you are leaving reviews, if you're mentioning us, thank you so much, all of you, for doing that. We totally appreciate that.
Cool show.
And we'd love to hear from you. Email us, message us, whatever, because, oh my gosh, we get so excited when we get those messages.
For sure. tell us if you had any experiences at Silver Dollar City or Branson in general.
Yeah, yeah. If you have any Branson experiences, we'll just use those for Show Me Your Booze next time if we get some Branson ones. Love so it. We'll tie everything back together. I like doing that anyway. So have a fantastic week. Stay safe. And
until next time.
Yeah. Bye, guys.
Bye.